tell us, what are things like right now at the jail?
Yeah, actually, it's been pretty quiet. You know, with the courts being closed, we're really getting limited people. And what's happening right now is if the police departments arrest somebody, the courts are handling the arraignments by video conference with the local police department. And I think we've had three folks so far that have been held on bail.
Do you have any screening measures in place for folks like that who may come over who you kind of don't know where they've been?
Yes. I mean, we ask them all the necessary questions. You know, have you traveled? Have you come in contact with anybody that has traveled or anyone who might be showing symptoms of the virus? And when they come here, they're certainly checked by a medical department, and they're put into a special housing unit that's set aside for new committals, and we'll leave them there for 14 days with medical checking on them daily.
I see. So they're not necessarily going into the population of folks that were already there before this pandemic.
No, we're keeping them separated in an effort to make sure to try to do our best to keep the virus out of the correctional facility.
Did you actually have to get some temporary housing, or do you have enough room in the jail building itself to just put folks away from the regular population?
Yeah, we were able to, you know, because the count is so low, we can hold 588 inmates. We had closed one housing unit, and to make the holding unit available, we, you know, combined a couple of units. So not only do we have one pod where we're taking in the new committals, we also have another pod, which is empty right now, where we're going to put any inmate that comes in and is showing symptoms or test positive.
Right. No visitors allowed. So how are the inmates who have been there for a little bit of time doing psychologically with this news?
You know, so far, so good. We've increased the availability of them being able to make phone calls, and we've also given them some free minutes on the phone call so that they can stay in contact with their family and loved ones.
No other even behavioral issues with people reacting because of the stress of this?
No, so far, so good. You know, the inmates, we've told them what's going on, and they have a good idea what's going on the outside. You know, they understand that we've did away with visits, not only for them, but we don't want their families to be exposed either.
What about with staff? I assume you've got protective equipment for staff who are interacting with those who just came in and who are separated.
Yes. You know, although we're limited, we're waiting for deliveries of, you know, masks and gowns and gloves. We're really short on the amount of that equipment we have. But, you know, the state has told us it's on the way, as has the federal government. So we're hoping that it gets here pretty quick.
Did a staff member test or present with symptoms of COVID-19?
Yes, we did. We had at the end of last week, and his lab results came back, and he was came back negative.
He did. Oh, so that's good. How psychologically are the staff doing? It's a stressful job anyway to be working in a jail. And then I'm sure that must have been stressful for you and everybody there to know that a staff member was concerned that they might have these symptoms that are so contagious.
Yes. You know, but we're always careful just because of most of the folks we deal with as far as inmates go. You know, when they're on the outside, they're not taking very good care of themselves. So when they come in here, you know, we have a lot of folks that have all sorts of major medical problems, and, you know, some of them are contagious. So the staff is kind of is used to working with that, although not under this stress. I mean, this is really something else, but they've taken up the task so far and doing a great job.
If a staff member was to come down or was to test positive for COVID-19, what would that do to your ability to staff the jail?
The good thing is that most of the staff here are young and healthy, you know, so our hope is that if somebody gets sick, it'll only be for a few days and it won't be very serious. And from what we're hearing, some folks get it and they don't even know they have it, you know, so I guess we won't know exactly what we'll do until we come across that, and which I hope we don't, and, you know, see how seriously it might be affecting the individual that's caught in the virus.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, as you know, the contagion piece of it is what I think has so many people on edge.
We're constantly cleaning and disinfecting and doing our best to keep it out of here, because I think if it gets inside the jail, it's because of the close quarters, it is going to be very difficult to keep it under control.
And would that be a point that you would need state help?
Depending on the circumstance, sure. I mean, you know, we have so many positions inside the jail that we have to man. So if the staff became contaminated and was sick and we didn't have enough staff, we'd certainly have to get some help from somewhere.
Well, Sheriff Cummings, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat with us, and good luck.
All right. Thanks very much.